AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Team USA stunned Japan last night, blowing right past it to win the Women's World Cup title 5-2. Four of the goals came in the first 16 minutes. Three of them by Captain Carly Lloyd, who just told CBS.
I haven't slept, so it's still the same day, but it's pretty surreal, pretty amazing and unbelievable moment.
She says the win was especially sweet because the U.S. lost the title to Japan in a heartbreaker in 2011. President Obama tweeted an invitation to the White House and his congratulations. Greeks are having a tough time this morning. Banks are closed. ATMs are almost out of cash. They voted no yesterday to financial bailout terms, and that has many wondering this morning if Greece will become the first nation to leave the eurozone and revert to issuing its own currency. So what's all of this mean to you? Financial analyst Frank Fantozzi.
You're definitely going to get some knee-jerk reaction this week. You're going to see some people pull back. You're going to see the markets continue maybe pull back a little bit more. It wouldn't surprise me, you know, if the markets go down over the course of next week, another maybe, you know, 2%.
Most overseas markets tumbled after the Greek vote yesterday. Dow futures have been down. Pope Francis will say Mass for more than a million people today in Ecuador. As he arrived there, he talked of the need to protect the poor from exploitation. An Iraqi fighter jet accidentally bombed a Baghdad neighborhood this morning, killing at least 12 people, three of them children. The Iraqis call it a technical failure. The Islamic State group has released another grisly execution video. Two Syrian men accused of spying on the group tied to a tree and shot in the head. The men identified themselves before being killed. This is AP Radio News. South Carolina lawmakers are returning from their July 4th holiday to debate what to do about the Confederate flag. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
Support to bring down the Confederate flag will get its first test this week as lawmakers return to Columbia to come up with a specific plan. The General Assembly will discuss what to do with the rebel flag that's flown over some part of the statehouse for more than 50 years. Several bills have been filed, but details like when to bring down the flag that currently flies on a pole by a monument to Confederate soldiers in front of the state capitol, whether to put another flag in its place, and what kind of ceremony should mark the removal aren't specified. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Police say a man was critically hurt in a fall at the Grateful Dead concert at Chicago's Soldier Field last night. Police were called after the man fell at least 20 feet from a railing where he was sitting inside the stadium. Police say it appears to have been an accident. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.